Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes on this beautiful Monday morning for our Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 13, and today's reading picks up the theme from Isaiah 44, verse 28, in last Friday's reading. Cyrus, the Persian ruler, is chosen by God to pave the way for the exiled Israelites to return home. And again, God's guiding word for us this week begins with hope. So let's begin reading. The Lord has chosen Cyrus to be king. He has appointed him to conquer nations. He sends him to strip kings of their power. The Lord will open the gates of cities for him, and to Cyrus the Lord says, I myself will prepare your way, leveling mountains and hills. I will break down bronze gates and smash their iron bars. I will give you treasures from dark secret places, and then you will know that I am the Lord and that the God of Israel has called you by name. I appoint you to help my servant Israel, the people that I have chosen. I have given you great honor, although you do not know me. I am the Lord. There is no other God. I will give you the strength you need, although you do not know me. I do this so that everyone from one end of the world to the other may know that I am the Lord and that there is no other God. I create both light and darkness. I bring both blessing and disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. I will send victory from the sky like rain. The earth will open to receive it and will blossom with freedom and justice. I, the Lord, will make this happen. Does a clay pot dare argue with its maker, a pot that is like all the others? Does the clay ask the potter, what is he doing? Does the pot complain that its maker has no skill? Do we dare say to our parents, why do you make me like this? The Lord, the holy God of Israel, the one who shapes the future, says, you have no right to question me about my children or to tell me what I ought to do. I am the one who made the earth and created human beings to live there. By my power, I stretched out the heavens. I control the sun, the moon, and the stars. I myself have stirred Cyrus into action to fulfill my purpose and to put things right. I will straighten out every road that he travels. He will rebuild my city Jerusalem and set my captive people free. No one has hired him or bribed him to do this. The Lord God Almighty has spoken. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, where to Cyrus the Lord says, I am the Lord, there is no other God. I will give you the strength you need, although you do not know me. And beloved, like we mentioned last Friday, this passage of scripture just gives the earthly, the worldly historians fits, because all of this took place several hundred years before Cyrus, even the Medo-Persian Empire, defeated Babylon, and Cyrus arose as the king. And so the worldly historians have said, no, Isaiah has to be much more current, more modern than we thought it was, because it has to be written during the time when Cyrus was alive. Otherwise, how could Isaiah know about Cyrus? Well, guess what? It's not up to Isaiah, is it? It is up to the Lord God Almighty, who just happens to live outside the realm of time. When he looks at us, he sees us now. He sees us in our past, and he sees us in our future. And it is no big deal to raise up nations, like he did the great Empire of Babylon, and then to turn right around and tear that empire down and raise up another empire, like he did with the Medo-Persian Empire. That is the kind of God that we serve. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you are Lord, there is no other God. You alone are holy, and I praise your greatness. Strengthen me day by day as I journey in faith and grow in knowledge of you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our time together on this beautiful Monday morning has come to an end. Join me tomorrow as we are going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 48, verses 1 through 22, where God's predictions for Israel are described. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.